Okay, today we're continuing in Parakeh of Masechta Maaser Sheni, and we're learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So Mishnah Gimel tells us as follows. Kerem Revai, if you have Kerem Revai, grapes from the fourth year of the vines, Beishamei Omrim, Ein Lo Chomesh, that you don't have to add a fifth, you don't have to add 25% when you're being poda it. Ve'ein Lo Biur, and also it doesn't have a din of Biur like you would have by Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni, the halach is in the fourth and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. The halacha is that you have to eat up all your Maaser Sheni by that time, and if you have any Maaser Sheni in your house or money of Maaser Sheni in your house at that time, then you have to destroy it. So that does not apply to Revai, says Beis Shammai. That Beis Hillel Omrim Yesh Lo. Beis Hillel says that no, both the halacha of the Chomesh when you're poda it, as well as the din of Biur, applies to Revai the same way it applies to Maaser Sheni. That's one machlokes Beis Shammai. Another machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Shammai Omrim, Yesh Lo Peret V'Yesh Lo Olelos, that Kerem Revai has a din of Peret and has a din of Olelos. Those are two types of Matnos Aniyim that relate to grapes that you leave for the poor people. Peret, I think we learned about in Maseches Peah, the Peret is grapes that fall off of the cluster as you're picking it, and Olelos are these underdeveloped clusters, so that's a din that applies to Revai. V'Aniyim Podim Li'atzman, and the poor people who take the parrot or the lelos of the revai have to be pulled to them in order to be able to eat them, because it does have kedushas revai. Beisul says no, revai is not subject to these matnos anim of parrot and lelos, and you could put with the owner himself could bring it all to the wine press, and the poor people are not allowed to take any of it, because revai is just like maaser sheni. Maaser sheni is also not and the halacha is, as the Bartanur points out, that Beisul is under the assumption that maaser Sheni is Momen Gavoa, it's not Momen Hedyot, and therefore as Momen Gavoa, it's not subject to all of these Matnos Aniyim. So Revai is also Momen Gavoa, and therefore not subject to the Matnos Aniyim. So then the Mishnah describes now in Mishnah Dalet how they would be Poda the Revai. So the Mishnah says, Ketzad Poda Neta Revai. How would you be Poda Neta Revai? Maniach HaSasal Al Pishlo. So you would take a basket and put it down to have three people evaluate the value of it. And if they tell you what it's valued, so then you use that for all the fruit that you have. Meaning you take one basket of the revive fruit, and you say, okay, per basket, how much is this worth? They'll evaluate how much it's worth, and then you can assume that same price for all the rest of the fruit. And then he says to the experts, how many baskets of fruit would a person be willing to, of fruit just like this, would a person be willing to buy for a seller, while the fruits are still attached to the tree? So if that would mean that the person himself would have to undergo the expense of taking the fruit off of the tree, picking it and collecting it, and things like that. Meaning, you're assessing the value of the fruit as it's worth to a, in terms of what it's worth to a person while it's on the tree, and the person would have to go through all of the work to remove it from the tree and to make it something usable and something edible. Then you take that amount of money and you say that any fruit that's picked from this tree is redeemed on these coins, on this money, and this is the price at this number of baskets for a seller, whatever it is that the three expert assessors decided is the right price. Meaning you can't be poda it while it's still on the tree, but you want to be poda it as soon as it gets picked off of the tree. So you put aside the money and you say that the pidyon should be as soon as it actually gets picked from the tree. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we learned two machlokos between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. One is that Beis Shammai holds that when it comes to Kerem Revai, there's no din of being Mosef HaChomesh in the Pidyon, and there's no din of Biur in the fourth and seventh year, and Beis Hillel says Revai does have those dinim. Beis Shammai says, and the second machlokos is that Beis Shammai holds that the din of Peret and Olelos applies to Revai, and therefore the Aniyim are going to need to be Poda, and Beis Hillel says no, Chazal, there's no matnas aniyam on Ravai, because it's all mamun gavoa. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we said that the way to be poda net to Ravai is you take a basket of those fruits, you have three people assess, and you say to them, how many of these types of baskets would a person pay a seller for, considering that he would be responsible to pick it from the tree and collect it and make it something that's usable, and they'll give you an assessment, and then you put aside that amount of money, and you say X number, you know, whatever fruits get picked from the tree should be redeemed on this money that you have designated, that you've put aside. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakeh Mishnah.